Well, first off, let's talk about what we're going to call this podcast.
Oh, Lunch is Dead as Fuck
Podcast. Lunch is Dead as Fuck Podcast. And if you don't like cussing, then you shouldn't listen to this podcast. We should have started with that. Oops.
We can record that right now, and then I'll move it to the front. Ready? If you don't like cussing, you should not listen to this podcast, because we're going to cuss a whole lot here. There's a lot of cussing that needs to be had. We're all grown ass adults.
And we're fucking over it.
What's up, everybody? We're back. It's been about a year and a half. Downtown has done some really special things. So,
Michael, who are
everything
you?
Everything else coming up. Hold on.
Introduce yourself first.
Hold on. I'm not there yet. All right. So this the mayhem has already started. As you can probably tell, I'm here with Miss Morgan Kincaid. How are you, Morgan?
I'm great. How are you, Michael? If you don't know, we actually hate each other, but this is a lot of fun. Go ahead.
We do. We get into arguments. Morgan is my second wife, which is totally cool. Anna Claire's fine with it.
I actually like Anna Claire better.
So we're here. We just don't necessarily know where the directions this is going to take, but we also do know that there's some really cool things going on in Dixon and downtown. And Morgan is a centerpiece for that. So,
well, let's talk about why we wanted to do a podcast. Well, first off, let's talk about what we're going to call this podcast.
Oh, Lunch is Dead as Fuck Podcast.
Lunch is Dead as Fuck Podcast. And if you don't like cussing, then you shouldn't listen to this podcast. We should have started with that. Oops.
We can record that right now, and then I'll move it to the front. Ready? If you don't like cussing, you should not listen to this podcast, because we're going to cuss a whole lot here. There's a lot of cussing that needs to be had. We're all grown-ass adults.
And we're fucking over it.
We're fucking over a lot of stuff going on. Morgan will be handling some business at the same time of recording this podcast. So if you hear any paper crunching, she is an extremely busy woman. And I
just had to sign off for my food.
Lucky enough to corner her after three attempts to get her to sit down at a table and record a podcast.
We have children. They supposedly come first in our lives.
Supposedly.
And mine was sick last week, and then I really fucked up my back.
Yes, she did. Are you better?
I'm fine.
I have a pinched nerve in my shoulder, so we both have ailments. I thought I was coming down with something last night too, but I just slept for like 12 hours. I went to bed at like 7:30 and woke up feeling fine.
Great.
Yes. So, okay,
but lunch is dead as fuck. Really, lunch. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna jump right in and say I can't complain enough. I did everything that everybody wanted for lunch, and we're still dead as fuck. Literally.
So what's the deal? I mean, I know that there was somebody that put something on Facebook as far as why nobody comes downtown, and there was an overwhelming response of parking.
Parking. Mm-hmm. The city should have parking signs, first and foremost. Like, a sign that says, parking here, you know, flashing lights, park right here, please. Because everybody else is already parked on Main Street. Main Street is a bitch.
Park your ass and walk.
Park your ass and walk.
And if it's raining, walk. Get an umbrella.
Yeah. Right? I mean, we as business owners should not park on Main Street, which is still happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to talk about that, because we don't need to say any names out loud.
No, but there's some people that do, and I think you know who you are. And so if you wouldn't mind just parking somewhere else to leave room for patrons that may not have the capabilities to walk.
Yeah,
so
and then, so I tell everybody, I'm like, look, don't even turn on Main Street. Don't even turn on Main Street. Go and park in this back. There's back alley lots everywhere, first mm-hmm. and foremost. But don't even waste the time, because you're going to be disappointed and you're going to have to deal with the traffic. And then as soon as people turn on Main Street, they know there's not a parking spot, they get deterred, and then they just don't come back. Like they.
But those same people will go to Nashville. They'll pay $10 to $20 to park and then walk around. So what is it? Perceived benefit, right?
But the city did a study
mm-hmm.
about
did.
Walmart.
They did.
Which is my favorite thing in the whole
that
world.
That was the best thing that I've ever seen the city do. It was a joint effort down there.
And they said in response to the why don't people park. And this is all because of Luke Williams, who mm-hmm. I love.
Yes. Thank you, Luke, for putting that out there.
He's a huge supporter.
Conversation that needed to be had.
Yes. So somebody gets one of those rolly stick things that counts your feet. What is that called? A stickometer.
A stickometer. Rolly.
It's got a wheel and it takes the feet. It's a somethingometer, and uh-huh. They took it from the middle of the parking lot in Walmart to the deli section, right?
Yes.
Or the dairy section, uh-huh. whichever.
The back part of Walmart.
And said that you can, with those 760 feet or whatever, don't quote me, that you can park in one of the open parking lots outside of downtown and walk to pretty much anywhere. And Xander's being the central point, which is a very smart choice.
Yes.
You can walk well above and beyond, even if it's a straight shot, I get, but above and beyond going to the damn deli section. Mm-hmm. So people, you're going to get your eggs that are way overpriced and your dairy. You might as well come downtown and eat lunch.
Absolutely. Downtown is the heart of any sort of society, no matter what county, no matter what city it is. And without a downtown, there's really nothing.
Forgo your Milo sweet tea and come eat lunch at Desert Rose or 119 or Xander's or anywhere, really. They're, everywhere else is pretty much busy. But Elizabeth and I are like, where the fuck are all the people?
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth has expanded her dining area and her menu as well.
Yeah,
and now she's got alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a great benefit to downtown. So I,
we could have a whole podcast on why Elizabeth is pretty great. But maybe
because she cusses
day.
Too.
Because she cusses on here. Too.
Yeah. I'm just, I will say, I am disappointed in a lot of people for that response. You do two laps and you can't find a place to park. You're going to go get some sort of processed corporate food that isn't made with love and
why
that's just shipped in and flipped.
People, you know what really drives me crazy is that people don't even, when they're real true community supporters, they don't even consider who the other, like they don't even consider a corporate restaurant in there. Where are we going to go today mm-hmm. to dine out? They should not consider the Applebee's, the O'Charlie's, places like that. You should always consider like the Las Delicias, mm-hmm. which is
support local,
purely authentic.
It's a great menu. Yeah.
We have to touch on the fact that people think that Desert Rose is authentic.
Mm.
What a joke.
So what is it?
It's not authentic. The last time I checked, Nashville hot chicken taco and an Asian beef taco are the furthest from fucking authentic.
I agree.
It is a fusion. It's fun. It's innovative.
It's a mashup of plentiful flavors that Chef Chris loves putting together. He's got such a profile on everything that he does.
It. Yeah. Yes.
Got a crazy chef back there.
When him and I sat down and talked about the menu, never one time were we like, yeah, let's keep this as authentic as possible. It was like, let's go the furthest away from reality, right? Like,
yeah, let's give something that people haven't seen or eaten
before.
Yes.
It's just a taco. And a quesadilla. It's just got chicken or steak.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Anyways.
Fresh squeezed margaritas.
Yes. Right,
you can't beat that.
Okay, that's another problem. Oh, man. Are we going to get it? Are we going to get
it? Yeah, let's fucking hammer down, bud.
DRC. My sweet little Desert Rose. Okay, so Desert Rose is one of the coolest places in Dixon. Not because of the decor, but because of what it offers. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what it offers outside of the really cool dining experience is actually these phenomenal cocktails. And people are complaining because they're too expensive. Well, let's talk about this. Something that we're changing right now is our service standards. So we're actually having the servers talk about all of the reasons why our cocktail program is the absolute best for miles around. Our cocktail program, not just margaritas, literally the whole entire program is the best in Dixon County, mm-hmm. in the surrounding counties. I mean, I would put it up against a lot of places in Clarksville.
Mm-hmm.
That cocktail program is phenomenal. Okay, so it's fresh squeezed juices. We bought this beautiful commercial juicer. Here comes the train.
Toot toot.
It doesn't want me to talk about DRC. It's bought this gorgeous commercial juicer, which is huge, right? And it's press and juice. We can do a case of limes or lemons in supposed to be 20 minutes, but we've debunked that theory in about 30 minutes or so, which is huge in the comparison. And then we're making all of our own oleosacrums, which if anybody wants to know, oleo is oil, sacrum sugar. We are literally taking the presses from the juicer, like the spent fruit,
mm-hmm.
and we are mixing it with sugar, extracting all of the oil and pressing it out more than what it already is, which takes lots of time and is delicious, by the way. If you've had the jalapeno, the what, hot mama, people die over the hot mama.
So good.
The hot mama, there's a lot of love that goes into that sucker. And then we're doing all of our own agaves and syrups and all of that stuff, not to mention. But really, it's innovative. And these people, our employees who are awesome, are getting there at like 8:30 in the morning and doing all this prep work for people to bitch mm-hmm. about the price. Get over yourself.
They just don't understand what's really going on. People have been craving quality for so long. Yes. The conversation around, there's just nowhere good to eat downtown. Well, now you've got several high quality mm-hmm. places, and then you're going to turn around and say, but it's too expensive. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Well, so there's 2 ounces of alcohol in every margarita with the whatever, with all the extra fixings, not to mention. So let's compare it. And you go to your local favorite Mexican joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
whichever of the 12 that may be.
Yes, which are awesome. But you grab 2 margaritas, buy one, get one. They're $6 a piece. That's not really liquor. It's actually fortified wine.
How about that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Most of them.
What is fortified wine?
It's just wine. It's just like a mix. They just poured it from a mix. Even if it was liquor, there's minimal in there, and it's crappy,
mm-hmm.
right? And
lots people, of sugar, lots of sweet sugar, and sour, yeah.
lots of fake processed stuff. You have 2 to 4 of them, or you know, if you're getting a little crazy and have a whole pitcher, you've got a massive hangover in an hour.
Oh yeah,
everybody knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Now, but they'll pay $40 for a fucking
pitcher. Of shit water.
Shit water. That's funny. Shit water. They'll pay $4 for a pitcher of shit water, and we are offering not shit water at a, you know, our lowest margarita. We have a trash margarita for $7, and then our hot mamas and I think the pineapple Gwen, because those are pressed juice, literally mm-hmm. like fresh pressed infused juice. Ooh, have you had the infusions at
Yeah,
Desert
the
Rose?
Pineapple rum.
Fire.
Get out of town.
Fire.
It's in that big ass jar in the back. And I tell you what, shot or two of that will put you right where you need to be.
Yes, we call them party tricks.
Party tricks.
Yes. It is. So if you don't get party tricked whenever you're there, then you're just not very special. Sorry. Fucking hate it for you.
Yeah, right? Ashton, if you don't leave there having had a good meal and a good time, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
You're doing something
wrong.
And
we're fixing a service, right? We had we had lots of secret shoppers this week, which was fun. Shout out to all my my secret shoppers.
Ow, ow.
And we're going to keep running that for a while, which was great. I want things to be wrong. We want to be better. We want to fix it. Hospitality is not... everybody expects more out of us, and they should. So I want to fix that to make it perfect. When you go to Applebee's, I'm sure that your waitress is great, but I'm sure that it's not you're not expecting.
Mm-mm, you get what you pay for there.
Sure.
You get what you pay for.
Which is
service is okay. Yeah, which is what it is. And Morgan has come over and has taken this Main Street thing by storm.
Am a fucking thunder case.
Right. I don't really understand where she gets a lot of the energy. We do spend the majority of our lives together, whether we like it or not.
We don't.
Don't really. No.
Really don't like each other.
Most of the time we spend together is
I promise
Michael,
Anna Claire.
I just need 24 hours. Fucking 2 weeks later, here we go on a decision. Me, I'm just trying to bring a party to downtown, and Morgan is trying to feed and push drinks their way and have everybody have a good time. So
why can't we replicate what is happening in these other cities, right? Like, why can't... Dixon is ready,
mm-hmm.
I think.
45 minutes west of Nashville, an hour south of Clarksville, an hour north of Columbia, and the last set of lights before Jackson.
I think this that you sleep with that on your pillow.
I do. I want to make a shirt that says that. That and do it for Dixon.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, right? There's a very small support group that encourages the shenanigans that are going on. The rest of them... just want to keep things the way that they are, right?
I don't even know that they want to keep things the way that they are. We probably shouldn't talk about this today.
Yeah.
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 It's too hot and spicy. We'll have to wait until next week.
It's too hot and spicy. Yeah. Let's let the dust settle on that one.
So, but we can talk about why Dixon is great and what we're doing to make it even better.
And from perspectives of people that come here, you know, the feedback that we're getting, people coming out of Nashville, people coming out of Clarksville, people coming from all over the state, you know, they really enjoy what's going on in Dixon. Specifically, a lot of it from an artist's perspective. Art, I feel like, is truly appreciated quite a bit in Dixon, especially from a musical standpoint.
Heavy inclusion of the music.
Music. There are so many musicians that come. I mean, we had a guy from North Alabama come up here last Saturday and just love the shit out of what was going on, specifically here at 119, but just Dixon in general.
We built a stage here. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Who'd you build the stage for, Morgan?
Zach Brooks. Michael Shepard, whoever he is. Listen, my favorite thing about this whole brewery purchase, I texted you the day that we were going to buy this brewery, right? And mm-hmm. I was like, hey, what's up? What's going on? We're going to purchase this. And you were like, I'm trying to get my pulse feel the pulse about what's happening. Well, I knew that it had awesome potential.
Mm-hmm.
So let's fast forward a few months after we buy it. My favorite thing is when people are like, you should do this, this, and this mm-hmm. with Furnace Brewery. And I'm like, well, you should have fucking bought it. To be 100% honest, fuck off.
Nut up or shut up, babe.
Yeah, you know, like if you had such a valued opinion, you should have purchased it. That sounds like I don't care about my customers. That's not true. Mm-hmm. I'm just fucking A. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. But one thing we saw with our very first songwriters night, you were upset about leaving the corner. Don't lie. So we used to put Michael up in the corner whenever he was here. So Michael does trivia for us every Thursday, which is banging. He is the best trivia person, host in like the whole state of Tennessee, if not the South, if not this world. Half of the United States. There might be somebody better than you in
Indonesia Western. Or something. You know?
Yeah. So, We used to put him up in this corner, but we moved the door, and we moved the door forward thinking because we're going to have a front deck patio, mm-hmm. have a rooftop patio.
Dixon's first rooftop.
It's just, we will have it. We just don't have it yet. It's been a long time
coming.
You
would come and drink beer and eat more food during the dead as fuck lunch.
Yes. We may be able if to somebody would please support us on Tuesday lunches and Thursday lunches, maybe you'd get your fucking rooftop patio faster. Quit bitching. No, I'm kidding. So it was up in the corner, but we moved the door over, which we had to. And then I said, Michael, we're going to build you this stage back here. And you were like, but you were all pissy about it. Go fucking figure, because you get pissy about things. And then we built it. Now it's badass.
It is badass.
It's badass. It's tiny. Lights. It's this little baby stage.
But we can fit a full band up there. We've done it multiple times.
The whole point of the stage was to grow. Oh, and here's our GM, Jody.
Hey,
she's the best.
Jody.
The whole point of the stage was to grow the music scene and to support them because they need that. Mm-hmm. There's massive amounts of talent here, and Zach Brooks is the godfather of bringing that talent to Dixon. I read one of his posts recently, and it listed all the bands that he'd started since he moved to Dixon, and it was like 45 mm-hmm. bands, and they're funny names. Trailer Swift. Shout out to Zach for coming up with some really great fucking band names. Anyways, so I tell Zach all the time, I built this stage for you. I built the stage for you guys. We are a team. We are better together. So it is great. Anyways, so now that we've built this stage, the vibe has gotten out there. Mm-hmm. And people from all over are seriously wanting to play here.
I had somebody say the other day, like, hey, this band really wants to play here. And they hear it's really hard to get in. Like, that is exactly what I want to do, whether it is or not.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. So very nice. Which is cool. You know, we don't necessarily want to be exclusive, but we do want, when people walk through these doors, and Morgan will debate me to the end of this, I think my ratio of booking is pretty high.
Oh, Michael does our booking, by the way. Let's talk. He is our creative director. That's so funny.
So Morgan, we'll just sidetrack for just a second. I get a text. Morgan's got this podcast that she's paid an ungodly amount of money to be on. And I get a text message 30 minutes before she's supposed to be on the podcast.
Michael, hey, I'm sick.
I'm dying. Can you pretend to be me?
There's so nobody in the world I'd rather have on the podcast except Michael.
She texts me all this stuff she wants me to talk about. But didn't necessarily, I was like, I've got to have some sort of position name. I can't just be some random
and then
motherfucker.
Fucking with you, yeah. I said the creative director and he went with it.
I rolled with it hard. So I guess we're stuck with that. I don't necessarily know how creative I am about the entire directing part of it. But
Michael doesn't do anything else in life besides he is Dixon's best insurance agent and he is 119's creative director. So
I do have a small family.
Oh, yeah, but does, creative that, directing, that's yeah, definitely that's, the yeah, pinnacle.
Super creative. So, yeah, I do book the bands, but we want people to walk in here, and even if they don't know that somebody's playing or know who's playing, we want them to say, hey, we want to do something tonight, whether it just be get some food or some sliders or some booze or whatever it may be, and that the music environment there is going to be good. It's going to be listenable.
Right.
It's going to be true talent that's been hand selected to come show what they've got on stage.
So Michael books all of our talent as the creative director, and his creative directing leads him to connect with pretty awesome people all in the creativity. And the best part about it is people have tried so hard to get in here and they email. And the reason that it's really hard to get in here is because I don't respond to the emails. I have created a monster that if the band doesn't sound cool enough, I won't send Michael the email because I don't even read it. Is that bad? It's bad.
No, that's what creates the vibe. You have to make it exclusive, right?
It was by default that I made it exclusive. Yeah. It was because I'm too fucking busy to filter all of the 400 emails I get a day.
Morgan used to just say yes to everybody.
We used to book people by having a calendar, a PFG calendar on the wall. And you could write your name in the spot.
It went over really well.
People would get really pissed because I didn't know how to get a hold of said person. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I handle business.
Yes. And so she was like, Michael, you handle this. So it was a rocky start on working with a budget and also working to trying to find true talent. But what we are finding, though, is that a lot of these people in Nashville want to get off of Broadway, at least for a little bit, to come out and create. Because if you come out and just, you know, if you do some covers but really hammer down on your own music, a lot of times it's well received. Now, yeah. On a Friday or Saturday night, if you hammer down on some covers, get everybody ramped up, though, throw some of your own stuff in there, you can play more of your own music here at 119 than you can on Broadway.
Yeah, well, the good thing, too, is that Broadway doesn't get you anywhere.
Nope. It's Broadway, so saturated.
No. I mean, I never worked on Broadway, but being there, you know that it's just talent goes, they think they can go to Broadway and be seen. It's just not that. So what we did here was we created this stage. We've allowed them to come in. We have a budget. We actually pay people. They come and they play. We get some pretty great people that come and play. And then sometimes we throw down and we do things like Barney Wells and Friends.
Yeah, bud.
And we move the tables out and we really push the limit on the deck here. Probably dance shouldn't party. Say that out loud either. Yeah, it's a dance party and it's super fucking fun. Mm-hmm. And the community, the community aspect alone is fire.
Yep.
Like what we're gaining from having these people play is one thing, but what the community is gaining is another. Right?
Yep.
I mean, there's nights that people don't come to watch so-and-so.
Yep.
You know, like there's nights that we lose money.
Yep.
But that's not what it's about, right? It's about the longevity.
Being consistent. Being consistent on talent. We've just started doing back alley concerts. We broke that loose on St. Patty's Day, which will be fire. Oh, man, it was so awesome.
So we can say this out loud, though. We can say that St. Patrick's Day last year, or it was started by the Smiths.
Yes.
Which are pioneers in downtown.
Yes.
So the Smiths started St. Patrick's Day, which was awesome, and then the DDA piggybacked last year.
2 years ago.
And then this year they opted out, mm-hmm. and Michael was going to throw a kick-ass festival, even no matter what. The yep. GDA just wasn't going to be involved. That went south and sour.
Mm-hmm. Not for real, lack of trying, though.
No, real sour pussy. And mm-hmm. then went out to the back alley, and we decided to do it with just us and Xander's and, I guess, us, because there's no businesses in the back alley, and it was...
banging.
Fire. And it was fire because that was a large hunk of corn.
Mm-hmm. A lot of corn.
It was fire because... It's intimate, one. Mm-hmm. Two, we didn't know that it was going to work, but the sound was phenomenal.
Sounded great.
Yep. And then also, it's like, I keep telling people, because we were living on cloud St. Patrick's Day for a long time, because mm-hmm. it was so cool. But in the north, specifically, I think of like Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. There's these bars that are back alley bars that you have to enter through the back alley. They do not have a main entrance, as they're like underground or whatever. And they shut down these back alley for games or parties or whatever. And there's bands out back. You got to like crawl up the stairs to get to the bar. And you know what I mean? Like
oh, that. Yeah.
And that's exactly what we created. And I'll take half of it. And Michael should take half. We will take half. Mike mm-hmm. should take half. Because it was a phenomenal creation.
It's a good start to something really special.
Right.
I don't know what the cadence on it will be, but if anybody who has any pull at the city, you know, will Easy. Allow me to shut down the back parking lot, that would be phenomenal.
Big
yeah, I'm just short of getting on my hands and knees of being able to use that back parking lot. I think there's some really special things that can happen back there.
You're talking about, can we be specific? Day. So you're yes. talking about the back parking lot that's behind Fuzzles.
Behind Fuzzles and Bank of Dixon. Yes. That parking lot would be phenomenal to set a stage up. You could put a couple food trucks and then circle vendors all the way around it. You could have a mini festival there, to not only support local vendors, to not only support local food trucks, but you will also be bringing tons of tourism dollars yes. downtown.
So let's
and support local music.
Let's touch on the fact that you're not allowed to park at the Bank of Dixon ever.
Right. Right. Can't do that.
Just saying.
You can't park there.
How many times I've gotten a note from the nice
sweet little ladies. Just, hey, this like, is Bank of Dixon parking. One of them popped their head out of the door the other day and said, this is Bank of Dixon parking only. So I had to back out of that spot.
But besides the fact that what's really fucking cool, and I want people to hear me when I say this, we can't do it without somebody else. Like, how many times do I complain when Esther owns Xander's, I can't put the food truck back here because we're already booked.
Right.
And I'm like, no, we have to have other people have to be involved.
Yep.
It's just the way
it has to be a community aspect. Nobody can do anything by themselves.
No.
You know, and being able to have the support from a food truck, Esther's food truck perspective, when we can make that happen. Her food truck stays booked, especially during the spring and summertime. You know, the little 8x8 kitchen they've got here at 119 isn't really necessarily enough
to support. Our closet kitchen.
Ugh. Enough to support the thousands of people, you know, that are coming down here to do that. So there's got to be a happy medium. And then we also have to have support from the community as well, which we're gaining traction on a lot of that. There's a lot of muddy waters that are being treaded at the moment, but you know, those involved are well intended.
But the back alley is just fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It's fun because mm-hmm. we built this little awning thing that kind of like it separates the back alley from our space. When we purchased this land, when we settled upon this land, we bought a lot of air. We bought a lot of potential. Uh-huh. And that's one of them. That's like, we always knew that we wanted the back alley to be more than what it was. But anyways, we found out that it works because it was fucking fun.
Mm-hmm. We had people texting us from all over downtown, like, what in the fuck are y'all doing back
yeah.
there? Just rattling the windows of every business.
It was fun. And it's something that we can do during the day. And we had a bouncy house, so it was family friendly. We had face paint. Mm-hmm. So it was obviously, I'm all about the family aspect too.
Sure.
So it was more than just a back alley concert. It was the perfect round out event for St. Patrick's Day. Again, not taking credit away from the Smiths. They just pioneered ways for mm-hmm. us to
for
have
other
fun.
People to be creative. They yes. opened the door to a lot of things going on.
And you know what? Had it been out front on Main Street, it would have been just as great.
Yep.
But I think the back alley was better, and I'm thankful that we did it. I didn't want to do it.
I know.
We fought about that for a while.
Well, still are.
For example, Old Timers Day. Uh-huh. We're arguing on the back alley for Old Timers Day.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we
except
arguing?
That Morgan is trying to be so innovative with her food and drink and is bitching about people don't come and eat. I'm trying to be innovative about the music, and she's telling me that nobody's going to come. So you have to build it and they will come.
Ugh. Well, whatever.
That's what she said.
You have to build up and they, you have to build and up they will and come. That's what she said.
So I think it's going to be a nice, clean mixture of local, real recognized talent thrown in with some other out-of-town talent. We had the Bellamy Brothers' sons here this past weekend.
Which was pretty badass.
Right. And they texted me, said, we want to play. We've heard good things. And there was a large, large group of people that came specifically to see them who said, we went and saw your dad like 2 weeks ago, or we're going to see him in a couple weeks. We really wanted to hear y'all play. And they blew the doors off this place. All right. And those are just small examples of sometimes unrecognized talent can work. You just got to figure out how to do it. I think we need to ramp up our marketing a little bit. Maybe start doing some clips of them actually doing things. But some of these people really don't have... If I get an email...
The best idea that you've had in a very long time, and because your ideas, good ideas are few and far
creative.
Between. Yes, your creative directing is minimal. But the best idea that you've had recently is to put the 119 logo on that this brick wall.
Yes.
Behind the stage, so that when people are taking pictures of the... I mean, somebody takes a picture of somebody on the stage 150 times mm-hmm. a night and posts it to social media. There's just a picture.
Hashtag do it for the gram, right?
Hashtag do it for the gram. Yes.
And when I first proposed you that idea, you just kind of looked at me. See, I don't really know how to read That's Morgan not, sometimes.
But.
She's like, okay, great.
Well, usually I have a million things on my mind.
I know, and I've got to be sensitive to that fact. You're also female, and I'm a male.
Oh,
and
fuck off.
Sometimes.
That has nothing to do with it. What does that have to do with the price of rice in China? That's ridiculous. Whatever.
But I think that is a great idea. I also think we need to get a guitar and hang it on the stage, too.
Yes, we talked to Zach
because sometimes
about
there's
guitar.
Some after parties. If we have a band from 7 to 9, what's really cool also is that... anytime we have music, if you check up and look around, there is usually a good handful of local singer-songwriters that are here just hanging out.
And we've met Wednesdays are now singer-songwriter night, which are super
fun. Open mic singer-songwriter, yep.
Hosted by Jason Sutton and Josie Clay, mm-hmm. two amazing
so good
guys. Jason Sutton tours with Hank Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and Josie is... He's younger, but he's up and
he's
coming.
He's got a voice that will blow your mind. Mm-hmm. It's just such a
country
raspy
machine-y.
Twang kind of just. He
can't
gets
wait
it.
To hear that on the radio.
Right.
They're hosting Wednesday nights.
Yes.
And they kind of came to me and was like, "Can we do this?" And I was like, "You can do whatever you want. I built the stage for y'all, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to host this on Wednesdays, let's do it. Let's get it weird. Let's have fun." And the first night was a great turnout. The second night was even better.
Mm-hmm.
It rained like cats and dogs last week.
Mm-hmm. That is another thing about Dixon, too, is that if the weather is shitty, same with trivia, too. Like, even if it's just a threat of some sort of sprinkle, people won't show up.
The threat of the sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
They literally hide.
Mm-hmm. They just don't come out of their house.
Like, we should expect to be slower this week because it was Easter yesterday. But...
It is now officially 10:56, and there's nobody lined up at the door to eat lunch.
Oh, they won't come till 12:05. Let's
just
lunch
one
is
day hope
lunch
that there will be a line all the way down to Wyckoff Park to come eat in here.
Listen, I've been begging. You know, Justin's about to go through his remodel. Uh-huh. Begging him, like almost on my hands and knees, begging, "Why don't you move it to here?" He's moving it. Somewhere else. I'm not going to tell his stories, but they have to do a remodel. They can't operate from their current space. They'll be moving to a different space. I'm like, oh my gosh, let's collab. Mm-hmm. And you do it here, and then we'll just take the liquor sales from it, and it will force people to walk into our doors. And he has said no. He said no 10 times. I've asked it at least 25. He's like, no, he's not doing it, because it just doesn't work logistically. And I get that. But Justin's got people lined out the door. And part of his theory is because of parking. Mm-hmm. But his food's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
And we've changed our menu to be a meat and three, which has been great.
Yeah.
It helps us in our closet of a kitchen. So, anyways, but we're getting off track. Nobody is going to be lined up to come eat lunch here.
I don't know. Maybe this podcast comes out and people start realizing, you know, if people start coming in, maybe we can start doing this live.
I'd love to ask them, what made you come to lunch today?
Yeah.
Oh, Morgan, it was the fact that you told us we felt bad for you.
Mm-hmm. We felt bad for you.
We felt bad for you.
Keep feeling bad for us every day.
So before, the reason why people don't come up, it took too long. I get that. Mm-hmm. But we changed that. It took way too long to get food here. Mm-hmm. It still does if it's busy. Because you can't produce out of that tiny little kitchen. But
which is why you condensed the menu. Something
we condensed
more simple.
We made a meat and three out of it. Or a pick two. Or whatever we want to call it. And now it's practically scoop and serve.
Mm-hmm.
So
super simple.
Why aren't they coming? We don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Comment. I'm going to post this on the gram. Just drop a comment on what you think as far as why you do or why you don't come in here. Because Morgan and I both pretty much live here. I do have a cot in the basement.
With your pillow that says 45 minutes west of Nashville.
But obviously we've got a lot to say. We've got a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on downtown.
Let's wrap it up today, and then we have lots of topics.
This is kind of just a teaser intro. I would like to plug that the Street Festival is June 24th. please.
Plug.
Yeah, I'm looking for sponsorships, so I will tag that in the IG post as well. That's the next big festival coming up. So I've already pretty much got all the bands booked. The vendors are pretty well booked. Bouncy houses, fireworks, food trucks. Excuse me. Everything else. It's going to be a great event. Gonna be a real good time. So shameless plug on that one. Just need some community support.
Street Fest is a phenomenal, I have to say this, it's a phenomenal way for not just downtown Dixon to be downtown Dixon, because, you know, that's people come here for events, but it's a great way for out of town people to see our showcased items.
Yes.
It is not, and I'm gonna say this out loud, it is not about the sales of that day, okay? Whenever we have events, the sales that we accrue that day, that is irrelevant. It is about all the times that you're going to host somebody that came to see or that watched you perform in the Street Fest. People are like, oh, I see that bar over there. They're so cool. I can't wait to come back and try that. Can't do it today as we're here, you know, trying to shop for the Street Fest, but we're going to come back another day and experience it.
And there was somebody that did it last Street Fest to where they handed out vouchers, and I think there was about a 70% return rate on those vouchers within the next month or so after. So, you know, the argument that sales flatline or decrease on that day, yes,
they absolutely do.
But
it's not about that. You create your own business, create your own fortune, right? Mm-hmm. Like, have them come back. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can't get started on this.
We'll leave that topic for another time. We've got a lot to say. This is going to keep going. I think we're going to do it once a week.
Or maybe
just as the moment strikes. I'm also going to have some songwriters on here. I'm going to have just anybody that's relevant to any sort of current situation. So this is going to be about Dixon and how awesome it is.
Fuck lunch podcast.
This specific...
It's a mini-series.
Mini-series is the Dead is Funk.
For the Your Vibes Gay Podcast.
Gay podcast, yes, yes. Oh, yes. It's now 11 o'clock. The doors are open. Wendy is back there, stretched out like Jesus, opening the doors.
And I have to say out loud, I love everybody that comes in here.
Yes. Love our customers.
We love it. Just because we cuss doesn't mean we're bad people.
That means we're even better people.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. Peace out.